Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single daily Lineshmas Avi Mori, Arav Hillel, B'meir Yechiel Mechel, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyo, and we are up to Perek Tez Zayin. And in this wonderful, exciting Perek, which is a little bit scary, let's be perfectly honest about it, Yirmiyo Anavi is told to turn around and condemn the people of Anasos. And that he does up to Pasuk Yud Gimel, approximately, and from Pasuk Yud Dal to the end of the Perek, he makes a promise of the ultimate redemption. And of course, in that section, we will come to the beginning of the Haftorah, Parshas Bechukosai, and we'll discuss it herein. And it begins as follows. The Perek begins, that Hashem comes to Yirmiyahu and he says, Lo sikach licha yisha, v'yu yilcha banim ubanos b'makom hazeh. Hashem tells him, don't get married. And by the way, don't have children over here. And it's really weird. Why does Hashem tell Yirmiyahu not to marry or have children? Because they're going to die of hunger in this situation. But Yirmiyahu wasn't a holy enough person. Look at all the difficulty that he goes through in life. You know, there's no merit for him to go ahead and save his children. So it sounds that from the Mefarshim like the place that he's talking about is not Eretz Yisrael, but rather the city of Anasos. And that's what he's telling them. Right, that Hashem says for the children who are going to be born in this place, and for their mothers who are going to have birth to them, and their fathers who are going to help them be conceived, they're going to get death of sickness, and they're not going to be lamented, and they're not going to be buried, they're going to be just left outside. And so what the Mefarshim explain over here is that the people of Anasos were not going to let Yirmiyahu's children out of the city. And so better you shouldn't have them and not get into the argument rather than have them and wind up in a tough spot where you're not going to be able to survive. Hashem says, don't go into the house of mourning, don't lament, don't bemoan, because I gathered in my peace from these people, right? I've taken it in. You have to understand, everyone's going to be so busy, they're going to with their own service, they're not going to be able to go ahead, and everyone's going to die. Why are you going to be able to offer kina? No one's going to be able to sit shiva. That's how serious the situation is going to be. There's no one who's going to be able to break bread or come pay shiva calls. There's no one who's going to be able to do this. And then Hashem tells Yirmiyahu and Pasuk Ches, and also don't go to the Beis Mishkan, right? Don't go to weddings and bar mitzvahs and all the other stuff to sit with the people to eat and drink. In order, because I want you to understand that you need to make a sign to the people that I've gotten rid of the simcha, that there's bad stuff that's on the horizon. And that's what Hashem said. Hashem tells you that in the future I'm going to get rid of this kol chasam kol simcha, the singing of the chasan and kala. And he says, "Vayaki sagid la mazes called v'mo'ele v'yamar v'elech amadi be'Hashem alinu v'skala ra'gadola z'smavoninu mechatasinu shechatan al Hashem." When you ask the question, the people are going to come and ask, right, why are we worse than all the previous generations, says the Malbim. He says, "I understand, all the other generations did averos. I mean, look, the time period of Menashe people, the event, and they didn't have this terrible calamity. And so I want you to answer them and tell you there's a big difference between you and your fathers. They forgot the Torah because they didn't know about the Torah. They're like children who were captured, who knew nothing of their background. That's what we call it, Tinok Shenishba, right? But you did worse than they, right? And why is that? Because you know the Torah, and you, each one of you is going after Shriris Libchem. You're following your hearts, and not to listen to the Torah. You want to find excuses and reasons not to observe Torah mitzvahs. And so you have to understand, you know better, and you're trying to switch the rules. About them, Eriosim lasos miavosechem, inchem holchem ishacharish virus libo, aral avilti shmoi lave, talti eschem al haaretz hazos, al haaretz ashelo yidatem, atem bavosechem, babadetem sham es aloim acherim, yomam valayla shelo atein lochem chanina. He said, you're going to serve other avodah zarah in the land, and I'm going to show you no mercy. And he says, Lachein, hinei yamin b'ayim num Hashem, lo yomer chai Hashem asher hala asbeni yisam eretz Mitzrayim. You should just know that in the future, there are days that are going to come where the people are going to stop even mentioning the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and instead they're going to talk about the fact that Hashem, who brought the children from the north, where he drove them, there's going to be a geula. And in the future, we're going to see that Hashem will, the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be so dwarfed by the idea of the geula ha'asida, the future redemption, that that will become the most important. So suggests the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis, right? And he says, Hashem says he's sending the many fishers. In other words, he's going to talk about the destruction. The trouble is going to be severe. First, he's going to send people who are going to fish and capture many people, the Jewish people inside, right? And then what's going to happen? The fishermen, the hunters, everyone's going to go find you. And my eyes are all kienai akol darchem lo nistru milfane v'lo nitzpan avona menegedenai. My eyes are watching, and I'm going to deal with them. So I'm going to punish them for desecrating my land, right? And in the process, and I'm going to have to deal with them. V'shilamti rishona mishne avona v'chatasama chalam esaretzi minachal shikutseim tovoseim alu. And I'm going to pay the doubling of their avera. Right, and that's the way it's going to go. So then, towards the end of the parak, in the last three parakim, the psukim, we begin what becomes the haftorah for Parshas Bechukosai. And here, Yirmiyahu says, "Hashem, you're my power against those people who fight with me. Hashem, uzium, uzium, and usibi om tzara. You're my refuge on the bad days. Elecha goyim yidroshu. Eventually, even the goyim are going to come to you, and they're going to say." That they also, they're going to say, we inherited this avodah zarah. How can a person make a god and they're not gods? So Hashem's going to say to the Navi in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, which lachen hinei modiam v'pam azoso diem es yadi v'eskurosi v'yadu kishmi Hashem. That's what he says. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to let them know that this is the time. I'm going to let them know my power. Those people who don't want to do tshuva, I'm going to show them exactly what's going to happen. And of course, what is going to happen? Well, that will be the subject of tomorrow's parak, Parak Yitzayin. And of course, we'll get there when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day.